The following is a class given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on August 10, 1995, during Sri Balaram Purnim. The class begins with a reading from the Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 9, Verse 22.
Meditating on my transcendental form, to them I carry what they lack and preserve what they have. Purport. One who is unable to live for a moment without Krishna consciousness cannot but think of Krishna 24 hours a day. Being engaged in devotional service by hearing, chanting, remembering, offering prayers, worshipping, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, rendering other services, cultivating friendship, and surrendering fully to the Lord. Such activities are all auspicious and full of spiritual potencies, which make the devotee perfect in self-realization, so that his own desire is to achieve the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such a devotee undoubtedly approaches the Lord without difficulty. This is called yoga. At the mercy of the Lord, such a devotee never comes back to this material condition of life. Shema refers to the merciful protection of the Lord. The Lord helps the devotee to achieve Krishna consciousness by yoga. And when he becomes fully Krishna conscious, the Lord protects him from falling down to a miserable, conditioned life. Thus ends Bhaktivedanta Swami's confession and purport to the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 9, text 22, in the matter of the most confidential knowledge. Absorption in Krishna consciousness, or in thinking about Krishna, was described in Narada Muni as the most important feature to bring one back to Krishna. Being absorbed in thinking about Krishna is so that even the demon who were thinking about Krishna out of fear, anger, or enviousness, they also achieved the absolute truth because they were absorbed. What to speak of someone who's absorbed in thinking about Krishna favorably in pure devotion? Kamsa, he was afraid of Krishna. Day and night he was thinking about Krishna. When is Krishna going to come and kill me? I have to take care of this Krishna. He was always thinking about Krishna. Sleeping, waiting, taking a shower, no matter what. Just always be thinking about Krishna. But his was not a favorable thought. Still, Krishna is all good, and if you think of Krishna, anyhow, you get purified. Ajamil, he was thinking about Krishna accidentally, because he called his son Narayan. He wasn't so much absorbed, but he was very attached to his son. And so that he always was calling his son to come by his side. When it was time to eat, he would call Narayana! What did he call?
Narayana!
Come here, sit, eat with me. When he would go for a walk, then he would call Narayana!
Narayana!
Come here, let's go for a walk. Then when he wanted to just sit somewhere, Narayana!
Narayana!
Come here, sit with me. So throughout the day, he'd be calling 100, 1,000 or so many times, Narayana!
Narayana!
He didn't know every time he was calling Narayana for his son, unlimited karmas and contaminations were all being cleared away. So he was simply calling the name of the Lord without even thinking consciously of the Lord, but thinking of his son. And the Vishuddhuta said that actually by chanting so many times the name Narayana,
Narayana,
he was already purified from so many sins more than he could have committed. That's just from chanting the holy name, even accidentally. The samadhi is actually absorbed in worshipping the Lord with devotion, meditating on the Lord's transcendental form. And this way, Prabhupada explains, such a devotee undoubtedly approaches the Lord without difficulty. In the beginning of devotional practices, one might not be fixed. So it's considered mixed devotion, some Krishna, some other things. When a person gradually, by good association, by training, by philosophy, when they finally understand that there is no other happiness, the material world has got no real happiness. The happiness of the senses is simply something which is leading to suffering. The very thing which gives us happiness today will cause us suffering tomorrow. This verse is coming after the previous verse which is describing about people who follow the Vedic path and enjoy vast heavenly sense pleasure. But their pious activities get exhausted. And then, again have to come back down to the mortal planet of earth and there. So Krishna is saying those who seek sense enjoyment by adhering to the principles of the three Vedas, they only achieve birth and death. Jetan bhutva svarga lokam visaram shime purnye marcha lokam visanti. Again, falling down to marcha lokam. Lord Chaitanya described it in Bengali, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Kabe sarga utaya, kabe naraka dubaya, danda jana, raja jano nabite chulaya. Considered like a kind of punishment, like a king would punish a criminal in old times, dunking them in the water until they're about to drown, then giving them a gasp of air. Suffering in the material world, martyrloka, birth, death, old age, disease, taking a little breather, in heavenly planets, enjoying some rest, sense pleasure, burning out all the pious results, again coming back down and going through the whole cycle again. In terms of eternal life, being in the heavenly planets, even for a billion years is nothing. What is a billion years compared to eternity? That's the background. That's what people are normally looking for. Comfort. But Krishna says even those who are enjoying that sense pleasure for a standard period of time in the heavenly planets, they're only getting birth and death. Then he's saying, but those who always worship me in exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, because then they carry what they lack and they preserve what they have. So in other words, by the mercy of the Lord, one, a devotee doesn't come back again to the material world. Doesn't come back to the material condition of life, always remains in devotional service. So the devotee, from their side, they try to always please Krishna, serve Krishna, and Krishna reciprocates with his protection, with the spiritual protection. You probably know the story of Satyabhama asked Krishna, what did she do in her previous life to become his queen? What kind of tapasyas had she performed? And needs to research for the mind of the Padma Purana. Presenting the seed of the attention. There it mentions how what Krishna explains to Satyabhama. The once there was a great Brahmana, I think his name was Satyadeva. He was worshipping, he was very much absorbed in my service, and he had a beautiful and devout daughter whose name was Gunavati. So in the order of his guru, he also accepted some disciples. And his disciple's name was Chandra something. So then he decided, when he saw that Chandra was more suited to Grihastha life, so then he arranged to marry his daughter to his disciple. So the disciple was serving that guru, just like a very devout son would serve the father very carefully, very without any separate interest. And Gunavati was preparing the bhoga to be offered to the deities. So one day the guru and the disciple went out into the forest to gather some things to offer to the deities. While they were in the forest, deep forest, dark, dense forest, there was a movement. They looked. Jumped a demon and just killed him right on the spot. Dead instantly. Now you might think, why didn't Krishna protect them? They were killed, they were good devotees. But listen on, you'll see how Krishna immediately, as soon as they left their body, Krishna sent his spiritual airplane, and the atmas were immediately taken back to the spiritual world, because they were good devotees, fixed and absorbed in the service. So it was just the way they happened to leave in that way. But immediately the Atma, the son of the actual devotees, they were taken back. The poor Gunavati, there she was in Mayapur Dham, that's where the ashram was, Mayapur. And husband didn't come back, father didn't come back, nobody came back. She only thing she offered the encounter and made the offering. Waiting. She sent people look for them and trying to come to the dead. She performed all the final rites, performed the shot down everything that was supposed to be done. Of course, they're already back in the spiritual world. She did the duties from this plane, one should do. Because you know, she was really heartbroken. No father, no husband, alone. And she had children and anger. And there she was, all alone. No one to protect her. So at first he was really emotional about it, but then after a while she just decided she had to just take shelter of Krishna. There's no one to take shelter. So very carefully she took shelter of Krishna. She observed every privacy very carefully. And she observed the Damodara Vrata, the month of Kartik or Damodar, we do the Damodar Puja, the offering of lambs. This way she passed her life, following the doing her puja, doing the privacies, and all that everything. She was very old and frail. It was the winter, she went down to the Ganges to take a bath. She entered into the water. It started shaking, it was so cold. Just shaking. And she saw all of a sudden, the sound of like death was coming. So what's going to happen? And immediately, Vishnu Dutas came and took her back to the spiritual world. The Lord Krishna said, you're Gunavati. And your father, Sukadeva, is a Brahmana. And the Chandra, he's taken birth as Akura. We're all here in the temple. The point is that Krishna can protect the anyone who wants. But the real protection that comes is the spiritual protection. Book distributor like me, distributing books. Something may happen. Krishna takes the distributor back. There was a case in Italy, someone got hit by a car carrying a whole stack of Bhagavatams. Srila Prabhupada went back to that. I lost the disciples while they were in the field of preaching, field of active devotional service. And although in one sense it's a loss because we need preachers, we don't make devotees, we don't want to lose devotees. But if Krishna takes them away, you know that Krishna protects his devotees. So they leave their body, and they're in his devotional service, he'll take them. And there's so many evidences of that in the Shastra. And we shouldn't, sometimes I know that sometimes people in an emotional state, they just recently, it's a personal case, someone lost something very, well, very dear. And they think, well, how did this happen since I'm a devotee? It's like in the case of Gunavati, it may happen. It may happen, we don't know. In the case of Srivas Thakur, right during the kirtan of Lord Chaitanya on Sunday, wife started crying and her, they're crying, and then he said, what's going on? He came in and then he saw that the wife was holding the dead body of the son. He said, what's wrong? So your son Gopal is dead. Are you sure he's dead? He's dead. If he's dead, there's nothing we can do. You stop crying and don't disturb the kirtan or what you're doing. She kept crying. He said, listen, if you don't stop crying, I'm going to take my life, and you have to cry for a dead husband, too. So then she stopped crying and she said,
in a state of shock. He went out and joined the kirtan. So the kirtan was going on. After the kirtan was over, Lord Chaitanya asked, "But why? What was the noise in your house? What was the commotion?" "So my son Gopal died."
"What? Your son, the beautiful devotee, he died? What did you tell us?"
"Oh, I don't want to disturb your kirtan."
"What do you mean you want? What devotee in the world is his son dies? You won't tell us?" "Siva, there's no devotee like you. Nowhere. We wouldn't have taken it otherwise if you would have told us what's wrong." It's not.
"No, I didn't want to disturb you." Lord said, "This Siva is so selfless. Unbelievable." He doesn't tell us the son that. Anyway, bring Gopal out. So they brought Gopal. The body of Gopal, the wife was crying. Lord Chaitanya told Gopal to stand up.
"Stand up, Gopal! Stand up! Come back! Why you have left your mother and father?"
Gopal stood up, opened his eyes. But now he wasn't this Gopal, the 11-year-old boy. He was Gopal, liberated soul. Gopal, who could see back into his entire existence in the material world. So which parent can have millions? Which mother?
No, Srivas and Malini.
"Oh, Srivas, Malini, your great devotees, by their blessings, by their mercy, I could achieve your service." And he was praising, I forget all the things. The interesting thing was that Gopal, he was speaking from a completely transcendental position. The mother, she became satisfied, seeing that the son actually wasn't conditioned. The son was liberated. "So why are you leaving?" And the Lord Chaitanya asked. And Gopal said, "Why are you asking this?" And Lord, "Because it's not under my control when I come and when I come. We're all under superior control. By your mercy, I could take birth in Srivasa's family. By your mercy, I'm taken back to the spiritual world." So we only see one side of the window, one side of the picture here. We don't see the other side. We don't see what happens when people leave. How they're taking back to the spiritual world. Maybe some of you will show up soon. But generally, people on this plane, we're not able to see such transcendental occurrences. But the Shastras are confirming that this will happen. Krishna in this verse, he's also confirming that he protects his devotees who are absorbed in him. What this should do is it should convince us that we should be absorbed in Krishna's service, no looking back, no hesitating, no, what is one life, what is 60 or 70 years, or how many years we have left, 40, 50, 10, 20, 1, Anyway, even if we, the best of ours, and nobody lives hardly up to 100, average I think is in the 80s or 70s, even for the sadhu. 60s is the average. What's the insurance company saying? They have it all worked out by statistics. You know? They're not that many years. So we can just stay in devotional service, stay absorbed in Krishna consciousness for this short life. Not that we have to be not that everybody has to be a sannyasi just for the even this one. But even just normal, regulated life, being absorbed in serving Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna, spreading the glories of Krishna, one could thank you, Krishna. The Lord Shiva explained in the Bhagavatam when he was speaking to the Sansa from the Pachinabhavi that someone does their Swadharma according to the Varnashram, the 100th birth, perfectly. They can achieve the planet of Lord Brahma. But if someone's even more pious than that, they can achieve my abode. She's talking about long range, 100 births. Whatever birth one happens to be in, following everything perfect, anything with Brahma Loka. More than that to achieve Shiva Loka. The Lord Shiva said, but the devotees of Krishna, by being absorbed in Krishna consciousness in one lifetime, they're going beyond my abode, back to the Lord Vrindavan, back to the spiritual world. Therefore, the devotees of Krishna are very dear to me and I am very dear to them. Normally it's very difficult, though, even with all these people might have known this, some people, but still it's difficult to absorb in Krishna because one needs to have a taste. And then Lord Chaitanya is so merciful that he's giving this taste freely. Parama karuna paho guinama Nithai gora chandra Sabe avatar sarasiramoni keval ananda khanda. Out of all the incarnations of the Lord, he's the crown jewel. Why? Because he's giving a process of just listen, chant Hare Krishna, engage in devotional service. Today is a wonderful festival, Balaram's sacred appearance day. Go through the different festivals of the Lord, the different incarnations. In this way, the process, festival, chanting, hearing, feasting, distributing the mercy, helping improve the situation of all living souls in the universe, is a very blissful process, supremely blissful process. It's natural for anyone to do these kinds of activities, nothing very unnatural, unnatural, nothing extreme or austerities or anything. See, Lord Nityananda is so merciful, he's even making it more easy. Lord Balaram, who appeared today, he came down as Lord Nityananda, and he gives out the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, papi tapi jato chilo harina uttarila, without even considering who's qualified, who's unqualified. Patra apatra nahi vichar, not considering that who should get, just give it to everyone. Lord Nityananda was in touring the whole of India, then he got to Vrindavan, he was received. But remember, this is Balaram, this is the Lord of Vrindavan, come back. They licked his lotus feet, they worshipped him. All the who licked his feet, I'm sorry, the cow of Vrindavan, and the deer. They naturally came up to the Lord. Then he had a vision that Lord Chaitanya is going to start the Sankirtan movement. Now I should go and join him. But then there was one devotee that was still there in Vrindavan from the Dwarka Yuga. Sridham, who he never came, he never went back to the spiritual world. He just stuck it out there in Vrindavan, in a cave, somewhere in the Govardhan. He was feeling separation from Krishna. for he was 5,000 years or 4,500 years was gone. So Nityananda went looking for him, and then he said, "Hey, Sridham! Sridham! Come out!" Sridham, some of the samadhi broke, he came out from the cave. "Who are you?" Sridham was a dark yogi, he was big. Nityananda is small. So then Balaram, "You're not Balaram, Balaram's big. Who are you?" "And it's Kali Yuga. I took this form for Kali Yuga. We went back to the spiritual world. The Lord Krishna came as Gauranga, and I, Balaram, and I came as Nityananda. We're here doing pastimes." "I don't know, how can I believe you? You test me? All right. Balaram, you used to be the only one could beat me at the race around Govardhan. If you can beat me, then I'll believe you're Balaram. Let's go."
He took off running.
Running around, running around, fully running, 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 and Nityananda, neck on neck, round return, all the way down the straight, come around, and in the end, Nityananda, he won the race. So then Sridhar said, "All right, I believe you. You must be Balaram. Nobody else will believe you. So come on, let's see. Do you want to also be part of this pastime?" He said, "All right, but you can't come like this. You're gigantic. You don't fit in. So you come over here." Then Nityananda put his hand on his head, shrunk him down. Now your name is well known as Abhiram Thakur. And see, Abhiram Thakur is leaving. And Kara, Guru Krishna, he still didn't leave. And the deity there just went and sat down, turned into a deity, and the deity is there. When he entered inside the deity, it's different, but he's still there. Nevertheless, you can go and have darshan. Not far from Tunyapa, you can buy one kapha on the western side of the Ganges. Then Balaram, he came as Nityananda, giving the mercy freely. So it's not hard for us to be absorbed, because the Lord's giving us prema bhakti, giving us devotion. If we just take it, we follow their process, follow the process of warning time, and be absorbed very easily. And if we're absorbed, if we're always worshipping Krishna with exclusive devotion and always meditating on his form, chanting his holy name, the Krishna will protect us. He'll give us whatever we need. We get the mercy of Krishna, we need the mercy of all around. We need the mercy of Gauranga, we need the mercy of the time. Balaram's the original guru. So all the gurus are coming Balaram, representing Balaram. Balaram ki
jai.
Nitai Gaur ki
jai.
Namrali Gandhi Hari ki
jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki
jai.
Any question?
This chanting is now about to be divided. And I heard of not only if it's true, if one chants offenses, if you still price or not, is
it true? If you chant even offensively long enough, eventually that you can get forgiven for the offenses and you can achieve pure chanting. But even offensive chanting is better than no chanting. The only quote that I can think of right now is that these professional kirtan singers who chant Hare Krishna for money, and they're not, you know, like dropping the ghost or just doing it for the money. So people that don't listen to that, they're hearing the names of Krishna externally, is what they're doing. But because I've heard of the explaining that they get pious resolve for that. And if they would hear the holy name chanted by a pure devotee, they would get the spiritual benefit. That's why even though they hear this professional, nobody changes. And they're going there remembering Krishna, they're getting some pious benefit. But they never actually change their heart to surrender to Krishna or change their lifestyle or something. Because it's like a pious activity. But if you're loving their chanting has revolutionary effect. Someone is chanting to please Krishna penetrates the heart. Any other question? Aram ki
jai. Hari Hari Bol.
Jai Pati Maharaj ki
jai.
Dasharatha Padaki
jai.